What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. What are the stories you tell yourself as you bring your creativity to life through your craft? Are you often chasing the meaning of your life and never satisfied? Do you feel stuck as you take step after step towards the unknown? Inspired by two prolific authors, Eric Maisel and Ursula Le Guin, I'm going to explore the stories we tell internally and to the world, and why we aren't as stuck as often as we think we are. I'm also going to share where to find new stories that open up an entire lifetime of possibilities. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/476. As I mentioned in the opening, I've been captivated by two authors lately on my journey of reading over 120 books last year. And as I was exploring new authors, I came across the works of Eric Maisel and Ursula Le Guin, both prolific writers who have an extensive body of work published about the creative life. I checked out several of Le Guin's nonfiction books about life and writing from the library, and in her book called Steering the Craft, A 21st Century Guide to Sailing the Sea of Story, what a great title, I came across a simple quote that lodged itself in my brain. She was writing about story and had this to say. What it has to do, story that is move, end up in a different place from where it started. That's what narrative does. It goes. It moves. Story is change. Wow. How simple. Story is change. Not only that, but story is movement. It goes somewhere. And I think about some of my favorite stories and the fact that they are all about change, transformation, becoming who you were born to be. A character's story often has an arc to it. Where they start is not where they end up. And their story is told in small moments, but also in grand gestures. And it's often perfectly balanced to move a character along through their initial introductions into some massive conflict and how they resolve it. But sometimes, in movies and in other media, sometimes a character story moves beyond a single story and unfolds across sagas and even decades of time. Luke Skywalker is a modern example where his story has been told in many, many, many ways and mediums over 40 years. And depending on who you talk with, it has either been done exceedingly well or appallingly awful. But it goes beyond just characters in movies. I also think about my favorite musicians and my favorite creators and filmmakers and the stories of their careers. Neil Morrison, Mike Portnoy, Muse, Metallica, and more. I learn from their stories and mythologies present as they tell and retell their stories, and the change present, not only within the band and the band members and the expressions of their creativity, but also the change in society and in myself. I can pick a song and instantly travel back in time to where I first heard the song, and my feelings at the time. One song in particular stands out. It's called Scarred by Dream Theater. And I go back to when I was in college in Seattle in the late 90s. I remember walking to class, listening to the guitar solo just after 7 minutes, and dreaming that I was on stage playing it. Because to me, that moment in the song was about change. It was about this movement of tempo. and this idea that the solo transcended the rest of the song. And I can look back at that young man who was looking to escape over 20 years ago, and I see just how much I've changed and how much my story has changed since then. Change is hard to see in the day-to-day, and it often isn't until we get some distance that we see what was really going on. But beyond songs and movies and stories, I also think about how my life has been defined by those stories, especially the stories internalized at a young age in my childhood. I think about the community found in the thrash and in the prog communities, the do-it-yourself mentality, the journey to the video store every weekend, the punk ethos as we taped movies and we taped stuff on TV. Sometimes it felt like the stories were never going to change, that we were able to capture them and relive them over and over. And in a way, they became static elixirs that found a way to help me escape and transform my life again and again. But as I travel back to Le Guin's quote, "Story is change." What a fascinatingly simple quote. But I also can't help but make the connection that life also is change, even when it doesn't feel like it. Throughout 2020, I have often bemoaned how much my life didn't seem to be changing, simply because I, like many others, wasn't producing enough in one area of my life. And for me, that was the craft of filmmaking. For you or for others, it might have been something else. But even if one area of my life appeared to not be changing, so many others were. And there were tremendous struggles, but there were also circumstances that could be easily perceived as miraculous. But what it comes down to is that I thought I was stuck. But I just wasn't able to see everything at play in my own story. I was like Luke Skywalker complaining about doing my chores when all I wanted to do was hang out with my friends and go where the action was. But the reality is, so much of my life is constantly changing, from an atomic level all the way to a cosmic level. And the question that I really come to is, am I paying attention? Are you paying attention to the change going on in your life? Because I know for me, I wasn't. Because I wanted to believe that my story was stuck, that I wasn't changing, and there was nothing I could do about it. Because I was believing a different story than I was actually living. But then something awesome happened. I found clarity in a quote from Eric Maisel's book, Unleashing the Artist Within. He writes, "Remind yourself, or perhaps inform yourself for the first time, that you do not intend to make the mistake of believing that there is a single meaning to life, or a single purpose to life. Rather, go back to the idea that there are multiple life purpose choices that you might make. Then announce that you are perfectly capable of doing a beautiful job of identifying a life purpose choice to embrace when another life purpose choice, for example, your current creative project, feels stale and empty." So much peace for me in that quote. When it feels like your story or your life isn't changing, look to see what narrative you are believing deep down inside. For me, I was believing that there was only one path forward, that there was a single meaning or purpose to my life, and it's constantly eluded me my entire life. Decision after decision after decision didn't seem to be working, and oftentimes doubt was right there alongside me, saying, maybe you're on the wrong path. And when I was living the story of there's only one way, and there's only one way to rock, talk about pressure. The pressure to pick the right thing, to do the right thing, to make the right choices in the absence of having all the data available to you. And if you blow your shot and choose poorly, you're just going to end up a windblown skeleton like the character in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade who drank from the wrong Holy Grail, resigned to the dustpan of history. But fortunately, from these two authors, we learn not only stories change, but you can have multiple life purposes. And if you find yourself stuck and don't think your story is changing, first look at the stories you are telling yourself and acting upon. Another way to think of it is that beliefs are the stories that we have internalized that we act upon without even thinking about it. Are you searching for the divinely inspired meaning to come down from the heavens and bless your work? Or maybe you're just willing to work in the dirt and grime of life to find meaning in whatever you're doing. From there, find people who are living the life you want to live. Discover their stories and look for the active ingredients of action and change. This is often advice that you'll read and hear everywhere because we learn from one another. But we can learn from the stories, the things that went well, that didn't go well. But we can also find the stories that we want to act upon and allow to change us. Finally, what I love most about having multiple life purposes, I don't have to constantly go through existential crises, when I don't immediately get my way or what I want to happen doesn't. Instead, I can simply make choices, follow the meaning, and know that I have an entire life to live and explore. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.